These prints of a young woman drinking are all created from a single negative pen made in 1949 for Vogue. Years later, he revisited the image for his own pleasure, making prints using a variety of different materials and techniques. The diverse results tell a story of his technical expertise and relentless artistic curiosity. Curator Jeff Rosenheim.
We can feel the artist learning his process, understanding what its poetics are, and exploring a new way of taking an old idea, the fashion photograph, and transforming it into a splendid object.
Much of the visual impact of these prints begins with their physical surface. Each one has its own distinctive density, tonality, and texture that convey a dramatic range of effects and emotions. Let's focus on the pair on the left. The one on the far left is a gelatin silver print. Its glossiness comes from the gelatin coating on the paper surface. The one next to it is a platinum palladium print. When you look closely, it has quite a different appearance.
Not all light-sensitive metals are the same. And platinum and palladium, especially when mixed together, have this range of tonality that is special and have warmth and a beauty. We see the first one practically in silhouette, as if the subject is against the window and it's backlit. In the second one, we have just a little bit of tone on the face, and we can therefore read her eye. We can read her emotion in a different way.
Platinum palladium printing is a laborious process and was considered somewhat old-fashioned, even archaic, because it harkened back to the early days of the 20th century. Note the softer textures and the subtle range of tones that appear within the light and dark areas. Curator Maria Morris Hamburg.
He wanted these images to have a kind of tactile physicality, an object quality that would be like any work of art on paper that was handmade. There's not one that exactly resembles another.
Although Penn had studio assistants, he did much of the printing work himself, spending countless solitary hours in the darkroom.
To get that quality, that marriage of the image and the paper, Penn devised this time-intensive method of printing. And when he was in it, he was in his own intensely personal, private, artistic world.